Dennis Smith became the country's most famous firefighter after he wrote Report from Engine Company 82 in the early 70s. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Other books followed, Glitter and Ash, The Final Fire, and Steely Blue. Smith is no longer a firefighter. He's the publisher of Firehouse Magazine, but he keeps his links with the fire department as a trustee of both the Widows and Children's Fund and New York's Museum of Firefighting. Dennis Smith has mixed feelings about no longer wearing the uniform of a firefighter.
I don't miss the responding to garbage fires and false alarms, and I don't miss the kind of formalized routine of the firehouse, the inspections and that kind of thing, maintenance. But I miss the firehouse banter, the chatter.
He also misses the sense of expectation firemen feel while rushing to a blaze. Dennis Smith is still pals with the guys who worked out of Engine Company 82.
The firefighters I worked with in the South Bronx, I keep in touch with them, mostly by little parties and things, or dinners.
Smith's novel, Steely Blue, is about a firefighter with problems, angry, rebellious, unable to deal with the first woman firefighter to join his ladder company.
He's not a guy that you can love right away, except that when you get to know him, you see that he has really serious problems, and they're mostly problems of culture and background.
Despite those problems, the basic honesty and integrity of Smith's hero are put to the test in Steely Blue. Smith sees the firehouse as a microcosm of society.
Someone asked me some time ago, are you ever going to write a book that doesn't have anything to do with firefighting? I did write one book about Ireland that had nothing to do with firefighting, but I said, well, indeed, I do see the world within the confines of a firehouse and a fire department.
Former firefighter Dennis Smith, he wrote Steely Blue. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.